Hi, I'm Tina Day. I'm one of the Midsummer coordinators this year.
Excellent. But you're also the president of the board, are you not?
Yes, I am. I just didn't have enough to do in my life, so yeah. And I love the organization, so it's great to be involved.
That's true. I think that's the nice thing about Midsummer that I find is just true throughout, you know, from what I know of its history, but also my limited experience with it, is that it is a labor of love by most people, but especially someone who takes on the board president role. That's definitely, it's almost masochistic.
Unfortunately, I have to agree. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, and yeah. We're super excited about this year's Midsummer. So
good. Yeah, so tell me about it. So let's start off with the date of the festival and then maybe just some highlights of the lineup this year as well.
Absolutely. So the festival is July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So the long weekend there. And our performance committee has worked really hard at pulling together a great lineup, and we've really focused on local regional acts this year because, as we all know, festivals haven't been a thing that's been happening, and we just really wanted to highlight the talent that we have here in our community as well as BC. So some of the headliners that we have coming are Tom Jackson. He's a triple threat activist, actor, musician, so we're super excited to have him coming. Monkey Dragon, Rachel Van Zanten, The Mavens, Earth Child. It's also the Valley Youth Fiddlers 25th anniversary this year. So we're looking to highlight them as well. And they're bringing some of their mentors with them. So Emily Stamm, Jerome Freeman Fox, David Lapp, and James Steffens will be here. So we're really excited to have them all here as part of our lineup.
Excellent. And I know, too, that with this, because this is the 39th, right? So that means it's the last year before you reach that major milestone of 40th. So what I notice in the lineup is that it's almost like, yeah, it is celebrating those regionals, locals, BC, and also really having that folk feel about it. Do you have kids performers this year as well, or any special kid stuff this year?
Well, we've got the kids performers. We also have Eric the Juggler, who's going to be there. No, so it's going to be great. Yeah, we have a youth zone. So if you have any youth that feel like they might want to volunteer for hours to get a youth pass, have them get a hold of us, and I'll give some contact information in a bit.
What is the feeling of the board and the volunteers with the return of the festival this year, since there was so much struggle to can we in the past 2 years with the pandemic? What's the general feeling?
You know what? We're all super excited. Like, it's been a long 2 years, and we are so excited to see this come back. Now, of course, we're having to keep an eye on the river, and you know, there's always got to be something, but we just can't wait. Like, it's just, the level of excitement is just incredible, and you know, the work that everybody's putting in is just amazing.
Yeah. And so how can people best prepare themselves to come to Midsummer this year? Insofar as camping or things that they need to bring, things you do and don't allow there. I know that you try to kind of keep garbage down too. So can you just give some highlights of how people who want to come, traveling or locals, what can they do to best have the be ready for Midsummer this year?
Yeah, so we are having camping this year. It's $10 a head per person for anyone over the age of 19. Youth have to camp with their family members. They can't be off in a little group by themselves. And then we are a Glassview Festival. We have a lot of animal users down the grounds. We need to keep that free. No bicycles, dogs, stereos, those kinds of things are allowed on the grounds. But, you know, bring yourself, bring your great attitude, bring your dancing shoes, because it's going to be a good party.
And I'm hoping, too, that it's a necessity to have sunscreen and big hats, because I would love it if it was just a beautiful, sunny weekend as well.
Thanks for jinxing us. I was trying not to.
Fine. Redacted.
I was going to say that, and then I was like, nope, that's just too much.
Okay.
Yeah, just bring stuff to be prepared for all weather. And, you know, we have a great variety of stages, some inside, some outside. And, yeah, we're really hoping for great weather.
Okay, so where can people find tickets? Either online or in town, what's the best way for people to get tickets? And could you also just give the prices of weekend versus day pass if you have that information?
Adult weekend passes are just $80. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to go back on the website and look. But tickets are available at Midsummer, or at Mountain Eagle Books, sorry, here in Smithers. You can also purchase them online at smithersmusicfest.com. As well as, like, you can find in there any information you want on the performers, camping, any of our kind of regulations. And if you really like to volunteer, we have a volunteer application in there, and we are looking for volunteers in all hour in all areas. So if you do a 4-hour shift, yeah, you get a free pass for that day. Yeah. 12 hours gets you a free weekend pass. And if you get to be 24 hours, then you get a weekend pass and delicious meals. So,
and I know from experience, those meals are delicious as well. Yes. With the return of Karen DeMart doing the food too, which is awesome.
Yeah. So we're super excited to have her here. And yeah, it's just going to be a really great time. We also have Work Bees happening at the fairgrounds now. So every Saturday from now until festival, if people want to meet down at the fairgrounds at the building, we're down there at 10 o'clock and we can use help moving things, washing walls. And we'll be doing those. And then the 28th to the 30th. And then takedown is on July 4th. So we need help in sort of all areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be hanging out with a great group of people and, having a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tina. And if you want to follow Midsummer on Facebook as well, it's Smithers Music Fest on Facebook, right? And Instagram.
And Instagram.
Thanks a lot, Tina.
Excellent. Thank you.